Alfred Wainwright started work on the first page of his pictorial guide to the Lakeland Fells on the 9th of November 1952. From the start, he planned the content of the 7 volumes and worked conscientiously and meticulously on the series for the next 13 years at an average rate of 1 page per evening. The small, picturesque Church of St James is situated above the village of Buttermere at the junction of Honister and Newlands Passes. The original chapel was consecrated in 1507, while the present building dates from 1840 and was restored in 1930. A special feature is the east window dating from 1893. Designed by Henry Holliday, it depicts Martha and Mary. Wordsworth said, "A man must be very unsensible who would not be touched at the sight of the chapel of Buttermere." One of its windows contains a plaque in memory of Lakeland's favourite son and urges visitors to lift your eyes to Haystacks, his favourite place.
So that'd be Haystacks up there, would it?
That's it there, yeah.
OK.
We're going up to the right, just go far,
yeah,
and then climbing the ridge along.
How many miles is this walk going to be?
Today, we're doing 8 miles today.
Right.
The Lake District is a mecca for walkers. Alfred Wainwright walked these fells and turned his experiences into his pictorial guide to the Lakeland Fells. The 7 guides, first published in 1955, have all been recently updated. Peter's father-in-law has always been a keen walker, and since moving to Cumbria, has tackled all of Wainwright's walks. Both men agree that, for beauty, variety, and interesting detail, for sheer fascination and unique individuality, the summit area of Haystacks is supreme. This is, in fact, the best fell top of all. According to the legendary fell walker, the name Haystacks comes from the Icelandic stack, meaning a columnar rock, and the correct translation of this should be high rocks, which, although highly descriptive, is slightly less romantic. The beautiful Innominate Tarn is one of the few tarns in the lakes that has a name. The irony being that Innominate actually means having no name. Across Cumbria, it's common for mountain lakes and ponds to be called tarns, regardless of how they were formed. Strictly speaking, though, a tarn is defined as a cirque excavated by a glacier. The word is derived from an old Norse word meaning pond.